Okay, so Ave Moscow Doshim is a double parsha again, and the concept of Kedusha, obviously a parsha that's called Kedoshim, a concept that's about Kedusha is obviously appropriate. So what does it mean, Kedoshim to you? What does that mean? Right? Kedoshim to you, Ki Kedoshani. First of all, I think it's a very inspiring idea. What it says in the pasuk, "Daber al kol hadas bnei Yisrael v'amarta lehem," right? Speak to all bnei Yisrael and say to them, "Kedoshim to you, be kadosh. You shall be kadosh, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am kadosh. Because I am kadosh." So that's what do you mean? So what does it do with me? What's the answer to that question? So the answer is that Hashem created us in His image, and Hashem designated us to be close to Him. Being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means being similar to Him. That's what it means, right? Can you be physically close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, right? So when it says that Hashem wants you to be close to Him, that we're supposed to be close to Hashem, it means we have to be similar to Hashem, which means, therefore, if Hashem is Kadosh, then we have to be Kadosh. That's what this is saying. That's what the pasuk is saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, so we have to also be Kadosh. And, you know, it's a very difficult thing for a lot of us to wrap our heads around. How are we supposed to be kadosh? I mean, at the end of the day, we're so involved in our physicality. We have to eat. We go to the bathroom. We have to get married and have kids. You know, it's we have a very physical existence, right? We're extremely tied down by the physicality of our lives. So how are we supposed to achieve this idea of kedoshim to you? So first of all, Rashi says, what does it mean, kedoshim to you? Purushim min arayos. It means stay away from arayos. That's what it means. So, okay, he also says, umin ha'avera. But it's is much more inclusive. But the idea that Rashi's saying is that when a person separates himself from things that are aser, that's what makes a person kadosh. Every place that you find precious, Rashi says, you'll find Kedusha. That's what Kedusha means. Kedusha means separation. Separation from that which is Aser. So, you know, at least on one level, at least on one level, in Rashi, one could say, you know, we do our best. We do our best not to do Averus. That is Kedusha. That is Kedusha. And I think that that's also an important idea to remember. It's an important idea to remember. Because very often we do get involved. We do get very involved in our day-to-day lives, in our physicality, and all these things that we do. And we don't necessarily feel kadosh. We don't necessarily feel that we're very holy people. We have to remember this Rashi. This Rashi is telling us, okay, do we do averus? Yeah, we do averus. But for the most part, are we separating ourselves from averus? For the most part, are we doing our best to avoid that? We're doing our best. We're trying our hardest. We're trying to avoid averus. That means we are kadosh. That's what Rashi says. If you separate from averus, you're kadosh. You're a kadosh. You're a holy person. So I think that's a very inspirational idea, a very important idea to remember. And I want to talk a little bit about the Ramban. The Ramban here, it's a very famous Ramban. The Ramban says that he brings down Rashi first, and then he says that there's actually, so if you think about it also, according to Rashi, it comes out, what is the mitzvah to be kadosh? What is that mitzvah? What? So don't sin, right? So basically, it's kind of like, you know, we know that. You know what I'm saying? Like it's almost like repetitive to a certain extent. I mean, you probably wouldn't even say that this is a mitzvah. Like it's like an injunction. Hashem is telling you, like, you know. Keep what I told you. Keep what I told you in the Torah, and that'll make you kadosh. But it's not like a separate mitzvah, almost, right? Because it's just don't do the averus, right? So the Ramban says no. The Ramban says that there actually is a separate mitzvah over here, which is a unique mitzvah. And what is that mitzvah? The Ramban writes like this. The Ramban says, technically speaking, there's enough stuff out there that is mutter for a Jew to do that he could end up being a depraved individual. what the Rambam describes as a naval bereshut Torah. Naval is a person who is depraved. He's a lowly person, lowly individual. Says the Ramban, there's enough things, like the Torah, yes, did asr quite a lot of things. There's quite a lot of things that are asr, but the Torah also allows enough things that a person could end up living his entire life and all within the letter of the law, but he would be a naval. He would be a lowly person, a very lowly person, a depraved person, a person whose whole world was just physicality. And it's possible to do that. It's possible to do that if it wasn't for this pasuk. This pasuk is telling us, do not do that. Do not be a naval b'shus Torah. Be kadosh. And what does it mean to be kadosh? It means to limit yourself. Set boundaries. Set boundaries of yourself in the things that are mutter. In the things that are mutter, not like Rashi. Rashi said, kadosh means don't doing affairs. The Ramban says, no. This pasuk is telling us, do not be a glutton. Right? I'm not going to give examples, but when I was in Shana Aleph, right? When I was in Shana Aleph, we were very into certain restaurants that were all you could eat. You pay a certain amount of money, and then you do all you can eat. And we had all these trips, you know, because the restaurants, you know, they want to save their money. So like, you go to a steakhouse, and it's all you can eat. So what do? They serve a lot of breads first, and they give you a lot of like dips. And, you know, that way you get filled up. So all you can eat ends up being only one little steak, right? So we had all our tricks laid out. We would, like, say, no, we don't want any breads. We don't want any dips. Just bring us the steaks. That's all we wanted. Okay, and then you end up eating, like, I don't know, three or four cows, right, in one sitting. And that's gluttonous. It's gluttonous, right? We'd walk out or, like, they'd have to roll us out of the restaurant when we were done. Like, it was like you couldn't move, right? It used to be that the King David – it's not called the King David anymore. What's it called? The Citadel? The Citadel has, not the King David, I meant the Hilton. The Citadel used to have an all-you-can-eat sushi bar on, I think it was, I remember the day. It was Monday afternoon, Monday night. Okay? And again, sushi bar for all-you-can-eat. But the sushi, the rice is very filling. So what would we do? We would have, they had, besides for the sushi, they had sticks of salmon in teriyaki sauce. It was very, very yummy. So we would just like pound those. We just had like 30 of those, 30 of these like shish kebabs of like chunks of salmon in teriyaki sauce. Again, like you're gluttonous. This is gluttonous. You know, this is not what the Torah wants. The Torah does, and it was all mutter. With a great hechsher, a das hechsher. Everything was glatt, you know, perfect. That's not what the Torah wants. The Torah doesn't want us to do that. So I'm not telling you guys not to go out and eat a steak. I'm not even telling you not to go out and eat an all-you-can-eat restaurant. I'm not telling you not to do that. Go ahead, do it. But somewhat limit yourself. Someone put limits, put limitations on. If a person isn't going to go ahead and do that, so, you know, put a limit on it. Don't do it every week. You know, a special occasion, you know, sometimes it's okay to go ahead and do that. But we need to try to set boundaries. We need to set boundaries and not become gluttonous individuals that are so primarily focused on our physicality. And again, it's so possible in today's world, especially, it is so possible to be completely engrossed in physicality and still be keeping all the Torah. Still be keeping all the Torah. And even learning Torah also. Even setting aside time to learn Torah, you can also do that. The Torah is telling us kiddushin to you. The Torah is telling you, no, you got to be kodosh. According to the Ramban, it means it's a separate mitzvah. It's telling us to limit yourself, put limits on how much you sleep, limits on how much you eat, and try to live a life that's filled with more spirituality than gashmius. And Bezrat Hashem, if we do that, we'll be zoche to live life the way it should be lived and truly become kadoshim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kadosh, like we said before, ki kadosh ani. Have a great Shabbos.